This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Methodists from churches all over New England met last week at the New England Methodist Conference in Manchester, and at that conference, they passed a resolution that attempts to make the broader church more inclusive for LGBTQ people. It's a decision that may have deeper resonance now after the attack at a gay nightclub in Orlando last week. Beth DeCoco is spokesperson for the New England Conference, and she joins me now to talk about this resolution. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before this weekend, what was the Methodist Church's position on homosexuality?
Well, I need to be clear that as the New England Conference, we don't speak for the United Methodist Church. I mean, the church's position is that homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching, and they do not ordain clergy who are self-avowed practicing homosexuals. That's the general church's position. It remains the general church's position. The annual conference, when it acts, does not act on the general church's position.
Mm-hmm. Right. You weren't making any particular changes for the general church, but you made some recommendations on where you'd like it to go. What were those?
Well, we'd like to see the church become a fully inclusive church, meaning that we treat our LGBTQAI brothers and sisters the same way we treat everyone in the church, and that they are not excluded from being part of the church. And I think that this resolution is about saying that where there's language that discriminates, that we're not going to support that discrimination.
So how would you like to see that inclusivity manifest itself in the greater church?
Take the language out of the discipline that says that homosexuality is not compatible with Christian teaching. To take any language out of the discipline that doesn't recognize LGBTQIA persons as fully participating members of the church.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the attack at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando changed opinions within those members of the church in New England? Or was the attack perhaps bringing to the surface something members had already been feeling?
Oh, I think members, they've had this vision for a while. In 2014, the conference passed a resolution that said that we would support our LGBTQIA brothers and sisters in the church, outside of the church, as much as possible without violating the Book of Discipline. This statement goes farther than that, but I think that that vision has been in the conference and has been building momentum in the conference for a long time. The events of Orlando were horrendous, and there is no doubt that they were on the minds and the hearts of the people at annual conference this time. There was a lot of pain around that, and that may have been an impetus to take action, but it was not a reaction to that, or that sparked something that wasn't already there.
So do you see Methodist churches in New England now directly going against the Methodist Book of Discipline?
I don't know what will happen. I know that the members voted nearly 70% to support this resolution. Their vision is to support their brothers and sisters and to see the church move toward full inclusivity. How that's going to manifest itself, I can't make conjecture about that.
So what do you think is the next step in bringing about this inclusivity?
Well, the next procedural step is that the bishop will issue what's called a reply to a decision of law. Someone asked from the floor. So he has 30 days to write a response that says whether he feels that this is lawful or not. And once he issues his opinion, then that goes to the judicial council, which is, if you will, the Supreme Court of the United Methodist Church. And they'll review the bishop's ruling and opinion, and they'll decide whether they feel that he was correct. So that process has to move forward.
Understood. Okay. Thank you very much, Beth. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.